യസ്യാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അദ്ധ്യാത്മദീപമതിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ദം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം. ദിസ് എ വെരി വണ്ടർഫുൾ പ്രേയർ ഇൻ ദ ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം. ശുഖദേവ് ഗോസ്വാമി here in this verse, Shukadeva Goswami is addressed in this way, tam vyasa sonam. Vyasa sonam means son of Vyasadeva. He is offering obeisances to Shukadeva Goswami, Sota Goswami, and especially the sentence of relevance to us is the third one. Samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam, taking compassion upon the materialistic people of this world, that son of Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami, has given the quintessence of all the Vedic literatures in a nutshell in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Srimad Bhagavatam has come like a lamp lighted up in the dark room of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is like a dark age. So, to give the sum and substance of all the Vedic literatures, the Vedic literatures are oceanic and grave, and nobody can find an end to them, even by studying them for whole life. Recently, I met two of my relatives. One was 87, another one was 82. So, the 82 one was telling that, although I am old, I am retired, I have that seriousness has not come in my spiritual life. I am old now. Although I do some little bit of rituals in the morning, early morning, all day I am free only, but I am not feeling any impetus. But he is too old enough to come to temple and take association and all that of devotees. And the other one, 871, someone told him that you are too old now, anytime anything can happen to you. So you have to hear Bhagavata Saptaham. So he is bent upon getting a book on that, on Bhagavata Saptaham. Because somebody told him that in Bhagavatam, if somebody reads, one will not become a ghost. One will surely go back home, back to Godhead. So I told him our Bhagavatam is 18 volumes. He got frightened. But I told him the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is this only. Shrotavya kirtitavyascha smartavyascha icchatabhayam. So these two questions were asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Shukadeva Goswami. What is the duty of human being in general, and what is the duty of a dying man? So Srila Prabhupada was a pharmaceutical owner, and Prabhupada once said, I have the tonic with me for putting a full stop to death and to attain the immortal regions of the spiritual sky. I have the tonic for that. Because he was a pharmaceutical man, he said, I have the tonic. And to give that tonic, Prabhupada went to America. And the essence of the tonic is two things. The Srimad Bhagavatam and the chanting of the holy name. As Narada Muni also says, the boat of the chanting of the holy name can very safely help us to ply through the rough waters of Kali Yuga and take us to the shores of the spiritual sky. And there is no other shelter, he says here. So I was thinking, what a good fortune I have achieved in my life in such a young age. Because in old age, to get the summary of all the scriptures, and many people say different shrutiyo vibhinna. So to get clarity in the direction in which we should go, to glorify the name, form, pastimes, qualities, activities of Krishna with a ekagrata chitta, with one-pointed attention, and to know the essence of Bhakti Yoga as the chanting of the holy name. We are extremely fortunate, because if age is going beyond 80 and one has not developed a seriousness in approaching the Lord, then one is already preparing for the next material body, in which one may probably be given another chance. But the Srimad Bhagavatam, Samsarinam Karunayah Purana Guhyam Tam Vyasa Sona Upayami Guru Munina. So the mind has the gramya buddhi, the materialistic consciousness, due to which it is always speculative in nature and goes in dozens of directions here and there without firmly taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and chanting His holy name. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is the crest jewel of all the scriptures, which emphasizes on the Bhagavata Dharma, the presided by the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, understanding that the whole world is submerged in suffering because of people turning away from God and heading in a materialistic direction. Prabhupada used to say, the more you go towards west, the culture becomes more and more materialistic. More you go towards east, it becomes more and more spiritual. So he wanted to bring the west towards east. For that he traveled to USA today, on this very same day, and taking the order of his spiritual master on his head, with firm faith at his lotus feet, in such a ripe old age, when people would be retiring to relax, Srila Prabhupada took a formidable mission in his life, setting a standard and example for every one of us. What a magic he did in 12 years. This miracle is irrepeatable by anyone in such old age. It is surely a blessing of Krishna and the prophecy of the scriptures that Prabhupada fulfilled. We can take inspiration and keep this essence in all our preaching, so that we don't distract ourselves, or we don't divert people away from these two essential goals, because this is the essence. And if the essence is focused, anybody from any position, you will find there was somebody in the womb who became a devotee by hearing from a spiritual master. There was a 5-year-old boy who heard from a guru and he became Vaishnava, attained lotus feet of Vishnu. There was one at the prime of youth, Bharat Maharaj, who attained perfection. There was a old fellow who was very strongly preached, and then within 7 days he attained perfection. There was a fellow who was supposed to go to abode of Yamaraj at the time of death. He was put into that sudden emergency situation, so he woke up, went to Haridwar, and went back to Godhead. Isn't it? You will find like this people. And there was one caught by the crocodile in the traumatic situation. He called out the Lord just prior to death, and he was delivered. So there is nobody who is an exception. Anybody, any time when one comes to know this truth, immediately one should surrender. So Prabhupada thought, let me go and give to people in West. He tried everybody, and he saw even the old people were not serious. They are playing checkers, they are playing golf, they are fish catching, they are talking about socio-political schemes. That's why Prabhupada rejected them and went to the youth of America, whom he called as the flowers of America. You are the future of the world, he said, and he practically made them become the future of the whole world. Shall Prabhupada ki?